Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Action Alert protects Salt Creek Canyon from motorized abuse. More than 10,000 years ago, American Indians were the first people to visit what is now known as Canyonlands National Park. There they hunted game and gathered edible plants. Not until about 5,000 years ago did people settle there. Since then, various peoples, including ancestral Utes, Navajos, and Paiutes, inhabited this area. Although protected as a national park since 1964, Canyonlands Salt Creek Canyon is threatened with destruction and pollution from four-wheel drive vehicles. In 1998, the U.S. District Court of Utah issued an injunction on motorized vehicle travel in Salt Creek above Peekaboo Campground, finding that motorized travel permanently impaired unique park resources, violated the National Park Service Organic Act. In 2000, however, four-wheel drive enthusiasts appealed the decision, forcing the National Park Service to reopen the review process and complete another environmental assessment for which the National Park Service is now seeking public comment. Tell them you want to go on record in support of closing the entire park to all motorized vehicle use. Mention that in 1998, the U.S. District Court in Utah issued an injunction on motorized travel in Salt Creek above Peekaboo Campground, which found that motorized recreational activity permanently impaired unique park resources. This is a direct violation of the National Park Service Organic Act of 1916, which charges the National Park Service to protect the resources unimpaired for present and future generations. Closing Salt Creek Canyon to motorized use will help accomplish this protection. Take action. Please visit the following website, www.npca.org, that's www.npca.org, and find their action area, or write and ask the Park Service to protect Canyonlands from motorized abuse. Let them know that you support closing Salt Creek Canyon to all motor vehicles. Please send your comments by August 12th to Alfred J. Banta, B-A-N-T-A, Superintendent, Canyonlands National Park, 2282 South West Resource Boulevard, Moab, Utah, 84532. That address again, Alfred J. Banta, Superintendent, Canyonlands National Park, 2282 South West Resource Boulevard, Moab, Utah, 84532. You can send email to canysaltck@nps.gov. That email address again, canysaltck@nps.gov. And we thank the National Park Advocates and the National Park Conservation Association for that action alert. Voracious carp may be Great Lakes' ruin. At the rate of 35 miles a year, the carp have migrated north, leaping so high at times that they have smacked the boat-borne fishermen and researchers in the face. They are almost to Chicago, and beyond their unexplained aerial assaults, pose what biologists believe may be a major ecological threat to North America's largest water system. Fat, voracious, and with a complexion only a dermatologist could love, Asian carp are just 25 miles from Chicago's downtown entry to the Great Lakes. The only thing standing in their way is an experimental electrical curtain. As long as 5 feet and weighing up to 110 pounds, the carp eat as much as half their body weight daily in plankton, the same food virtually every other fish in the Great Lakes eats when it is young. They breed so quickly that an Australian biologist called them river rabbits. They could essentially wipe out the base of the food chain in the entire Great Lakes, said Dennis Shornack of the International Joint Commission, which oversees water systems that affect both the United States and Canada. We could honestly end up in a situation where the Great Lakes are nothing more than a carp pond. We thank Eric Slater of the LA Times for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,